Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. This is our very special Everything Real Estate Radio Show with Sharon Gregresh. So we've been doing this radio show for several weeks now. We do it live on Wednesday at noon Eastern time. For those people that are keeping track, if you want to listen in live, you dial the same phone number, 347-237-4097. Again, that's 347-237-4097. And if you're online and you want to listen in live, you can always go to buildingfortunesradio.com/live and be able to hear us on whatever listening device that you might have connected to the internet. It is always with great pleasure that I enjoy this radio show with Sharon Gregresh because we talk about everything real estate. And I know she has some guests on the line today, so I'm going to be real brief. I'm just going to kick this show off over to her. So Sharon, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Peter. So today is a really good day. It's great spring weather here in Alberta, and the snow has finally melted. I know we were talking last week and we had a whole bunch of snow, so I thought that that was really fitting for me to bring on a couple of building inspectors that I work with. So they're with Paramount Inspections. They're a father and son team, Nate and Jason Rondeau. So guys, you're there?
Hi. Hi. How's everyone this morning?
Great.
Well,
this is Nate talking.
We're fine, yeah. Okay. And I'm in Florida, so the concept of snow at all is a little bit foreign to me. So snow in April? I get it.
Snow
I get
in
it.
April, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't good. But so with Jason and Nate, I thought maybe Nate, you can let us know about the company and why you and Jason decided to go into it as a father and son team just quickly here.
Jason and I built homes for about 15 years. And after we sold our company, Jason started managing a company in the inspection business for about 10 years. I retired back in 2006 and 2007, and Jason said, Dad, it's time that we put these dollars in our own pocket. And he said, you're not busy. Come on, let's do some home inspections. So I went back to school and got certified at 60, and here we are.
All right. So I know that you guys make a great team. Jason, what's it like for you working with your dad every day now?
Pretty good. I think it's tough for dad to kind of sit back and watch me do my thing in the inspection industry. I've been in it for so long, and it's been a pleasure to get dad trained, and no, he's moving along just fine. And you know, most of the knowledge I have is what I learned from him anyway. So no, it's absolutely fantastic. We can we support each other, and it's a very good business.
That's great. So I know your dad is a very calming force with home buyers when they're going through it. So he calms them down easily. So I think that makes a really good pairing. Not that you wouldn't be able to calm them down, Jason, but your dad just has that kind of great level Bob Vila kind of thing that he does with them to keep them calm. So guys, maybe you could, one of you could take and let our listeners know why it's important to get an inspection, whether it be up here in Canada or across the States, because this show airs across North America.
Yeah, that's a very good question. And, you know, whether you're buying a residential property or commercial building, it's a fairly significant amount of money that you're spending. And it's always just a good idea to know what you're getting into. You know, we basically provide our clients with an inspection. We give them a detailed report. The programming software that we use is PalmTech, and we have it curtailed For each specific client, you know, we do a pre-purchase inspection or a warranty inspection, and that software is just fantastic, and we're able to send that off within an hour of actually completing the inspection. When you're purchasing the home, you basically want to be aware of any deficiencies with the home. You want to be able to plan for repairs or upgrades. Sometimes you can negotiate price and just make an informed decision overall. That's why it's a smart thing to do.
Okay. Now, going into the spring, what would you suggest to home sellers to do to their home to take a look at before you guys walk through that door?
In the springtime, when you're getting the snow melt and you're starting to get the rains, it's always a good idea to make sure your downspout leaders are extended so they're not dumping water right at the foundation. Checking the sump pump is also very important. And making sure that if you do have an exterior grade discharge for your sump pump, to make sure that you have a discharge hose connected to it, and you also don't want that draining right beside the foundation. Window wells, make sure you're cleaning snow out of them. You don't want any ice buildup in there. They are actually drains. They have drains that tie into the weeping tile and, you know, rake out any leaves or, you know, plastic bags or newspapers that might fly around the neighborhood with all the wind in the spring. You want to make sure those are all clean. And that's pretty much it, other than all the spring cleaning and landscaping.
Okay, so what would be one of, maybe we can go through, say, the top three things you find in a home inspection that's easily preventable by good maintenance?
Moisture in basements is probably number one. We use a thermal imaging camera to basically scan the walls, and what we're looking for are thermal deficiencies and any type of moisture in the walls. We also have a FLIR surface meter that we can also use with probes. And the number one reason of moisture in the basement is usually grading. Our landscaping should always be sloping away from the building, and that's something that should be monitored on an annual basis. Shingles are also another thing that you want to keep an eye on. You know, if you're looking at purchasing a home that's 15 to 20 years old, and they have the original shingles on, chances are they're probably nearing their life expectancy. That would be number two, I think, that I would keep a look at. And the third one would probably be, plumbing as well. You know, hot water tanks in our neck of the woods with our good water, we usually have about a 12 to 15-year design life on them. So, again, if we're looking at purchasing a home that's in that 10 to 15-year range, then we should be planning for replacement of the hot water tank as well.
Okay. So now when we're talking here in Alberta, so we have furnaces in our homes, obviously, because of the snow. All of Canada's got furnaces, and they may be hot water heated or natural gas, that type of thing, electric heated. Do you guys see any benefit between electric heating or natural gas?
Well, the natural gas is obviously cheaper than the electricity, but, you know, a lot of the electrical heating systems are fairly efficient. A lot of HVAC, plumbing and HVAC technicians are now installing what we call a heat recovery ventilation system in a home that has the electric heating in it. So that basically is just an air exchanger that moves air and helps heat that home a little bit more efficiently. I've always been a big fan of the natural gas furnaces. A lot of the newer high-efficiency products out there are extremely efficient. One of the brands, I believe, is making up to a 98% efficient variable stage furnace. And, you know, they're certainly more expensive, but, you know, the efficiency of them is fantastic. So either or are good. I would personally go with the forced air natural gas heating.
Okay. And, of course, we're talking about heating up here where Florida, where Peter's at, way down in Florida. He's probably got a natural gas heated air conditioner or, sorry, fueled air conditioner versus electricity down there.
Actually, we do all electricity down here.
Do you do all electricity down there for your AC
all electricity.
And everything?
Yep. And the AC unit is also the heating unit, which is interesting. And then we use the heat, I think, 3 times a year. So where I am.
AC becomes a heating unit because you just turn it off, right, Peter?
Yeah, we just.
Sorry, Jason, I interrupted you.
No, that's okay. The heating and cooling pumps, I think, are pretty good technology as well, and we see a lot of those in the multifamily condo units, and essentially what that is it's a compressor with a forced air fan coil, and it's basically running hot water through a big radiator, and then a blower runs mm-hmm. over the radiator and disperses the heat that way by forced air, and then, of course, it has a compressor as well, which makes it a heating and cooling unit. So that's also pretty efficient technology as well, and very little maintenance.
Yeah, exactly. So tell me, one of the advantages of somebody to hire Paramount Inspections up here in our area with you guys is that you're unusual because there's two of you that comes and does that inspection. So instead of an inspection typically taking 3 to 4 hours, it takes you half that time. Am I correct?
The nice thing about that, Sharon, is that with the team, we have the inspection broken up into two individual locations. One location, we share the exterior. On the interior, we share the main floor up, including the attic. And then from the main floor down, we share that with Jason. Usually we flip-flop back and forth. It's a good way to do it. A, it gives us quality control. We constantly, when we're done our inspections, it goes into a cloud, and then Jason will QC mine, and then I'll QC his. And before we send it off, it's like looking at each inspection by two different individuals. So, yeah, it's a good way of doing it. Second of all, instead of sitting there for 4 or 5 hours when, you know, our clients have better things to do, and we're actually the two last faces that, you know, the purchaser sees before they take conditions off their home. So we try to make that interview or that process as comfortable and as nice as possible. And, we get those inspections done within, you know, an hour and a half to 2 hours, and that's what's nice about technology. It makes the process go a lot quicker.
So one thing that when I'm sitting down with a home buyer, and I do counsel my sellers in this as well, is that the inspection process is not an excuse to renegotiate price. So let's say somebody's bid on a home, and let's use a figure of $400,000, and they paid $400,000 for it, but they really only wanted to pay $390,000. So for me, the realtor's standpoint, if they find something big with the inspection, like furnaces are wrong, or we can go into some big ticket items maybe after the break, then of course we're going to go back and talk to the seller about them, or maybe the buyer might get scared away. But I always counsel buyers that an inspection is to make sure that you're comfortable with the property, make sure that there are no big ticket items, and also to give you a maintenance schedule on your property for once you move into it, and to have somebody take a really good look at it, because otherwise homeowners are never going to, they're going to move their furniture in, and they're never going to take that 2, 3, 4 hours to absolutely go through the house and make sure that all their plug sockets and everything are okay. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've run into a couple instances. Last week, for example, we did a gorgeous house in, was it Parkview, I believe, 1960s house, and it was completely revamped, pretty much right to the studs. And we had our clients in there, and the dishwasher was draining, and all of a sudden there was a waterfall in the basement. So the drain wasn't even wasn't even connected. It basically went under the cupboard. It wasn't visible. And it's much better to have the inspection and have that happen at the inspection than to move in to your house on the first day and run the dishwasher, and then you've got a problem. We had another instance where we had a furnace. This would have been another 60s house with the original furnace in it. And we were getting up to about 50 parts per million of carbon monoxide in the output air. You know, that's another situation where, you know, that's why we're there. We're there to find those deficiencies. But, you know, we definitely don't get involved in the negotiations, but at least our clients can be educated and have some direction moving forward with the purchase of their home.
Perfect. And I know you guys are there for after purchase advice once they've moved in. So maybe we'll let Peter take us to a commercial break here since we're at the midway point, and then we can get you to share some crazy inspection stories afterwards.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to the Everything Real Estate Radio Show with Sharon Gregresh. If you're going to be looking for this, if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com and type for the show by Sharon Gregresh, Gregresh is G-R-E-G-R-E-S-H. It's really easy to figure out how to spell once you see that there's two G-R-E's at the same time. So it's G-R-E-G-R-E-S-H. So the cool thing is we have her on the line talking about everything real estate. She's in Canada, and we have a lot of our customers that listen in worldwide, so this stuff probably is applicable maybe for most of the, you know, civilized world. At least they have building inspections. And I'm thinking that if I was a home buyer, I would want you guys to be as thorough as you can be. And I'm glad you're bringing all these devices, you know, checking out these houses and not just a visual inspection. If I'm a home seller, I wish you guys would get in and out of there maybe in 10 minutes. You know, so I probably wouldn't have to worry about anything. We had a situation just, I did have a specific question relative to the gentleman with their background. If Peter Mingles, were to decide to do building inspection, I would have to go through the necessary courses, and if I trained academically and was able to, you know, pass the course, I would be able to inspect buildings. But I've never built a home before. What advantages do they have as building inspectors because they built homes for 15 years? There's got to be some ins and outs. You know, you guys know all the good ways to do it, the bad ways to do it, the shortcuts that are made, and then you're dealing with people's, you know, the shortcuts eventually are coming out and showing their blemishes, if you will, 10, 15, 20 years later when somebody's trying to sell the house. So what advantages do you guys have as home builders being building inspectors?
Yes, absolutely. You know, one of our coin terms is we're not just certified, we're qualified. The thing with the courses is they give you a very minimal amount of information just to kind of get you by and get your government license and get into the industry. But, you know, one nice thing about with our home building backgrounds is when we are finding issues at inspections or deficiencies, we also have a vast amount of knowledge to be able to talk to our clients and say, you know, this is kind of a big deal, or this isn't really a big deal, and this is how you go about fixing it. So that's definitely one of our big advantages in this industry. You know, I grew up in a home building family, and the other side of the family that came from an aviation industry. And one thing that's always kind of stuck with me as a younger lad working in the family aviation business was, when you're watching an airplane take off after you're finished working on it, you know, you're thinking to yourself, did I tighten those bolts, or you know, did I pull that wrench out of the engine compartment? And people's lives are at stake. So that's something that's always kind of, attention to detail has always kind of stuck with us. So, you know, with the home building background and the renovations background, and my dad having his engineering license, and also coming from the aircraft industry as well, we've definitely got an advantage, and we pass that directly to our clients.
I have a situation personally, meaning my next door neighbor, well, the lady, the little old lady, I got to paint a picture of a little old lady across the street, you know, the whole gray hair thing. When we moved in 20 somewhat years ago, she was a little old lady, and she lived by herself. She was one of the couples that moved down to Florida from the Northeast. She built a brand new home, or had a brand new home built for her. It was mostly cement block, so it was a real solid little two or three bedroom home on a canal, on a nice little hill, higher than the water, never any water damage or anything else like that. And again, little old lady, no kids, husband died right after she came in, never did anything except for paint the house, had it cleaned. Basically, no one lived in the house except for this little old lady, and she was just a nice little old lady. Well, recently she moved, and a younger couple moved in, and I spoke to the gentleman about, you know, the pristine nature. He's got a 20 or 30 or 50 year old house. I don't know how old the house is, but it's like brand new. It was really never lived in, never used hardly. And I said to him, boy, you found like a mint of a house. And he says, it's really interesting, but the foundation was cracked. Like, how in the world would the foundation get cracked? And he said, it's because of the vibrations from the cars on the road. You couldn't see it. It wasn't visual. You would never think it. I wouldn't even need a home inspection. You would think not even need a home inspection for something like that. But those kind of weird things showed up. And no, I would have never thought it, because it's not like we live on a busy street either. She lives on a cul-de-sac. And although the kids drive fast, you know, down the highway, the local road, it's not like we have construction trucks coming back and forth where you would think of a lot of vibration. So do you want to address any of those types of situations, please?
Yes, absolutely. I've inspected a lot of houses, actually, with fairly significant foundation issues, and actually that's quite common. A lot of homes that are built on the corner of an intersection, say where a major bus route is, or close to train tracks, the vibration in the ground, essentially what's occurring is the landscaping, or the ground is compacting, and as it's compacting, it's compressing and putting pressure against the foundation, and then you get deflection and cracks and things like that. So that's actually a very common issue.
And for a common person like myself, I would have never thought it. I would have thought that was a pristine home. By coincidence, she is on a corner, but she's on a corner of a cul-de-sac, so there's not too much traffic going down the cul-de-sac, but she is on the main road that leads into the cul-de-sac. I just thought that was very interesting, because there's no visible cracks on the outside. I would have never thought about it. And if I were buying the house, that would be the very last thing that I would think that would be a problem. So I'm glad you brought that up. So Sharon, back to you. I just figured I would mention that only because little old lady, pristine home, if anybody buying it thinks they would get something that's basically like brand new, but yet there was still some issues related to that. So back to you, Sharon.
Thank you so much. So when we're talking about foundations, guys, maybe not in Florida, depending upon their rains or something like that. If you've got a finished basement and there's no water penetration, you guys really probably don't have any way to tell that, or are there exterior signs that you could look at?
When we're doing our inspections, Sharon, we're looking on the outside. We actually show up to all of our inspections about 45 minutes to a close hour, so that it gives us time uninterrupted, and it allows us to walk around the foundation, look at the walls, look at the parging, look at the way that the land is going against the foundation, whether it's a negative grade, a zero grade, a positive grade, and that gives us a lot of knowledge to what type of foundation it really, the condition is. We also have a flare camera that allows us to look into those walls that are finished, and doesn't allow us to get to the cement portion of the structure, but it allows us to look into the camera, tell us whether we've got water seeping in, if we have had previous water contamination, and it allows us to make a very decisive discussion point with the client as to where whether the foundation is good or it's wet, you know, and that tells us a lot.
Okay, that's good. And then I know you go inside with your moisture cameras. So because we're on foundations, and foundations are clear across, you know, North America or the world, horizontal cracks versus vertical cracks.
The vertical cracks are fairly typical. We see them on a daily basis, and that's due to either shrinkage or settling or stress, fatigue, and typically those can be repaired with epoxy injection if they're within a specific size range. The horizontal cracks, some degree, are actually considered structural failure, and that's due to deflection caused by the exterior, the earth on the outside of the building compacting and then putting pressure inwards on the foundation. So the horizontal cracks, those are kind of the ones that we always suggest getting a structural engineer to come in and assess the situation. So we've basically identified the deficiency, and we would make a suggestion to consult with a structural engineer.
So one is simple and easy to repair, inexpensive. The other one is not so inexpensive.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, guys. So now, maybe from the last couple of weeks, anything, you know, just ridiculous that you found in an inspection that you want to share in the last couple of minutes here?
You know, we run into all kinds of different homes and situations. You know, we're doing old wartime houses in pretty shabby parts of the city, all the way up to homes that are a few million dollars. So one of the ones that I can remember that stands out was actually a home that the tenant had actually passed away in the home and was in the home for about 2 weeks before somebody found them. And we were in there a couple of weeks later, so it was pretty eye-opening to see that, you know. And it's always interesting as an inspector to see how other people live and different lifestyles. And you know, we found everything from you know, illegal drugs to guns and all kinds of those types of things. You know, we're looking in places that people don't typically think we'll be looking, and that's our job. And but that always makes it interesting. It's always there's never a dull moment in this industry.
No, there definitely isn't. When you guys find something like that, and I'm a realtor on the inspection, not a dull moment.
Yeah, I bet you weren't expecting that.
No, it has happened though. It has happened, and it happens up here in Canada, and I'm sure it happens down there in Florida. Hey, Peter.
I'm thinking so. Yeah, especially since we have we're the witness protection program of the world, so that's where they usually come down. You know, so they redo their business under a different name.
That's right.
They probably
come
down.
There you go, hey. Yeah, but guys, we're talking aviation. It's a totally different thing, but my husband's found things in – my husband's an aircraft engineer as well, and he's found things inside of panels of airplanes that he wished he didn't find.
Yeah, I bet.
Okay, so guys, can you maybe help us end the show here, or wrap it up with what you would look for in an inspector?
What I would look for in an inspector, actually, you know what, Sharon, I'm going to go back to the schooling real quickly, or the courses. Any book smart human being, for example, straight out of high school, with any type of book smarts, can go and do the course online and get their license. They don't have any construction background. They don't have any home building or renovation experience. And some of these people are out trying to get into the market. Always look for somebody that has years of contracting experience, whether that's home building, renovations, residential, commercial. You know, do your homework. Look online, the Google reviews, Yelp, Homestars, to name a few. Go on Facebook, look at the reviews. Check out their website. You know, that would be my my best advice.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much for being with us here today. This was Nate and Jason Rondeau, a father and son team that owns Paramount Inspections out of Sherwood Park, Alberta.
So great. What we'll do
Thanks,
is we'll
Sharon.
Also make sure that we have their contact. Yeah, we'll make sure we have their contact information too, so we can put that up on the page so people can find them if they're in that. If they happen to be in that section of Canada where they could use their services, that would be wonderful. Thanks, gentlemen, for being here. Thanks, Sharon, as usual. On everything real estate, we're going to be done with this. We're going to catch you next week. Thanks, everybody. Bye for now.
You've been listening
Thanks.
To Building
Bye-bye.
Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.